Time for another edition of What's Good. I'm Bob Perot, and very pleased to be joined today by Dr. Lena Lee, Deputy Medical Officer of Health. Hello, Dr. Lee.
Hello, hello.
And Dana Douglas, Registered Dietitian and Public Health Nutritionist, both with the Health Unit as well. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
Good to have you back. Well, speaking of being back, the kids are back at school, and this month we're talking about kids' nutrition. So, Dr. Lee, we'll start with you. Why is it important for children to have nutritious meals and snacks at school? I mean, it seems pretty obvious, but there's many reasons.
Yeah, so many reasons. So kids spend a lot of their waking time at school, right? So having meals and snacks and things that will help them be a major source of energy, nutrients, and help them grow and learn and play are really important for the physical health of the kids. Eating a variety of foods from all food categories also allows people to get the nutrients that they need to stay healthy. For example, it helps the immune system. It helps especially kids with growing their bodies and also their brains. And a lot of schools have a meal or snack program that's available. So oftentimes they're actually available to all students. So if you have questions about that, talk to your kids' teacher or the principal to learn about what it is that any given school offers.
Now, Dana, as someone who packs a kid's lunch pretty much every day, like we're always faced with these choices. Maybe you can give us some tips for packing a balanced lunch, which seems to be a bit of a challenge at times.
Yes, of course. So first of all, we want to try to pack at least one food from each of the food categories on Canada's Food Guide. So that includes protein foods, whole grains, and vegetables and fruit. So an example could be a homemade pizza that's made using a whole grain pita, tomato sauce, cooked chicken breast, cheese, and vegetables of your child's choice. So this example has a food choice from each of the food categories on the Food Guide. And it also gives a good variety to lunches. For drinks, water, white milk, and unsweetened fortified soy beverage are the best choices. Juices, flavored milks, and flavored soy beverages, as well as sports drinks, are all high in sugar that kids don't need. So choose these options less.
So, Dr. Lee, can you tell us how to navigate some common lunch packing challenges then?
Yeah, so a few tips and tricks here. For example, if a kid brings home uneaten food, right? So one thing to think about is packing kid-friendly lunches. So that means involving kids in the planning and packing lunches. So for one, it helps them understand, the reason, and you can talk through some of those ideas of what foods your kid may prefer or not, why you're choosing certain things with them, and is also an opportunity to bond and to have quality time. Packing food that's easy to open, so containers that aren't going to be a struggle. Sometimes even adults, much less kids, have times that they can't open a container or it's really challenging. Removing peels and packaging so that kids aren't waiting for help from like a teacher or an adult at the school to help with their lunch. Packing foods that look like food, right? And not like toys, so that people aren't confused, especially if the kids are seeing it for the first time. And packing things that are small sized or finger foods that are easier and more welcoming for kids to eat. It's also helpful to practice at home. So some people will, for example, do something like a picnic or a sort of dry run or a practice so that they're using the school lunch containers and using the foods that they might bring on a school lunch so that the adults can see the kids opening and then be like, oh, well, that's not going to work, or that's actually it's harder for I can see my kid struggling to open this container whereas I thought it might be okay. And then also then they can also practice eating those things and seeing, oh, I like this, I don't like this, that sort of thing.
So, Dana, we already talked about nutrition during school, but what about before and after school too?
So when school starts back up, so do sports clubs and other activities that kids are involved in. Often foods that we consider to be treats come along with these activities. Enjoying all foods in moderation is part of balanced eating patterns. However, it is important to consider how often we're actually having these treat foods, as they might bump out the more nutritious foods that kids need to grow, play, learn, and be healthy. So, some examples of great choices for these kinds of activities could be fruits or vegetables, unsweetened applesauce cups, or whole grain crackers with cheese cubes.
Excellent. And I understand that enjoying all foods are part of being, or sorry, enjoying all foods is part of a balanced eating pattern, correct?
Yes, it's important to be aware and understand that all foods fit, and then look at our diet as a whole and how often we're eating different types of foods.
Okay. Dr. Lee, what about keeping foods safe?
Yeah, so this is the flip side of nutrition as well as food safety, right? So using an insulated lunch box or bag with an ice pack will help foods stay cold, and keeping things in the fridge until it's time to leave for school, right? So not taking it out for 2 hours or packing something overnight and then leaving it on the counter overnight. So keeping that in mind, for foods that need to stay warm, so the tip here is to heat the foods till they're steaming hot. So you can see that's sort of like the quick and easy visual reference. If we want to get technical, it's 74 degrees Celsius on a food thermometer. And then using a pre-warmed thermos, so having everything sort of hot, and then putting it into the container that you're going to use, and then eating it pretty soon after packing, right? Not having a hot food stay at room temperature for hours and hours. Not reusing perishable food that comes home, right? So if there's perishable food that has stayed out at room temperature for some time, it does need to be discarded, because we do worry about bacterial growth for that food while it's been out. Washing all the fruits and vegetables, you can do it under just running water, before packing it, and there's not a need to wash these things with soap. And then the last thing to mention is washing your hands, right? So of course, washing hands with soap and warm water, or using an alcohol-based hand sanitizer when you're preparing the meals and snacks, and then also before you're eating, and doing that every time before eating.
All right. So, Dana, if we'd like to get some more information and explore this a little bit deeper, do you have a suggestion of where we can go?
Yes, so you can visit our website at healthiness.org, and from there you can check out the Healthy Eating tab, which has our What's for Lunch resource and other information on healthy eating at school.
All right. Well, I really appreciate this. Dana, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us again. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
And Dr. Lena Lee, Deputy Medical Officer of Health with the Southeast Health Unit, thank you as well.
As always, a pleasure. See you next time.